This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation. Talk back on the evening edition, only on BFM 89.9.
It's Talk Back here with Caroline Oh and myself, Ezra Zayed, and this evening we're going to be addressing the issue of teenage dating. The call 016-201-9000 is the number to text. You can call us at 03-771-09000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, specifically, we're talking about teenagers finding love, but online and via mobile dating apps. So lately there's been a spate of news around the topic of teenagers dating and technology's role in this hormone-ridden phenomenon.
Yeah, so just a couple of days ago, there was a report about an app called Yellow. It is sincerely the color of the season, which apparently has 5 million users already with a database that's growing steadily. So it's very similar to Tinder, except for the fact that there are no age restrictions or checks and balances in place to ensure that it's being adopted by age-appropriate users, in which case, Tinder for kids.
Yes, that's right. So we even spoke with 15-year-old Zoe to ask her if she'd use the app.
I might try using it. Yeah, since it's teenagers, so everybody is like age appropriate, I might give it a try. But if I'm not really interested in them, then I won't go and meet them or do anything. It can be good and it can also be a bad thing, because what if you get into a relationship and then you do some pretty haram stuff? You know, sometimes when you talk to someone and then they don't have photos of themselves, and then if you like want to video chat them, they'll just like try and put it off for as long as they can. I worry a lot about that. They would add each other on Snapchat, right? And basically you can take pictures with Snapchat. So they might take pictures of themselves, like, you know, their faces or something. So I guess it could be trustworthy, maybe.
We asked 15-year-old Zuri what she thought about such mobile dating apps like Yellow. And, you know, she doesn't seem to be fazed by that particular app at all. It sounds like mobile dating apps are at least more commonplace for girls of her generation.
That's the thing. So that's where it gets a little bit tricky. So according to statistics, rape cases on victims by their social media friends has been on a general upward trend. So if you look at 2010, there were 26 such cases reported. Last year, the number had escalated to 184. Just this year alone, up till August, the numbers are 104.
Yeah, and initially, you have a lot of these social media platforms that, and they're used to sourcing for new friends. So whether it's WeChat or WhatsApp or BeTalk, the lack of restrictions, as we're talking about this Yellow app, it enables, you know, real sexual predators to target or befriend and groom young children with the intention of later having sexual contact with them as well. So, unsurprisingly, there are a lot of parents who are very, very concerned about this. In fact, today's generation of parents were the initial guinea pigs of online dating. If you remember, I guess what we were doing back in the MIRC and the ICQs.
And a lot of the time, it wasn't really an accepted thing as well. You know, you're like, oh, so-and-so is dating online. Really?
Yes, that's
you know?
Right.
So
that's
the
right.
Reaction?
But now it's more common. These days, you land a date or more with just a swipe of your finger, and there doesn't seem to be anything a lot of folks can do to stop
it. So, what we thought we'd like to do is try this. Going to open the lines this evening, as usual, to get your thoughts on the situation. Find out whether or not you date online. Do your kids date online? Do they use these dating and social apps? And if so, what type of rules, if you impose rules, do you impose on them?
You can call us, and the number is 03-771-09000. You can text us at 016-201-9000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. We're asking you if you're dating online, do you do it and do you use it? How do you feel about it? What's an appropriate age to start dating? That's also the question that we're asking on our poll at twitter.com/BFM Radio. What are the options that, you know, people can use to, you know, participate in this poll?
So we have four answers for you to choose from: 15 to 17, 18 to 20, 21 and above, and never.
It's never appropriate to start dating. All right, number to call us 03-771-09000. Text us 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We're asking you the question: teenagers are finding love on mobile apps. How do you feel about that? Don't go anywhere. It's Talk Back right here on the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Time for the four T's: tweet, text, talk, Talkback on BFM 89.9.
It's Caroline and Ezra on Talkback. We're asking you the question, how do you feel about teenagers using mobile apps to start dating? The number to call is 03-77-109-000. Text us at 016-201-9000 and tweet us at BFM Radio. Moving on to our first caller of the day, Tariq is on the line. Tariq, tell us what you think about this. Tariq, you're on the air. All right. Unfortunately, we didn't get Tariq. Do try call us back again. Tariq, would you like to try you one more time? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you very much. So tell us what you think about teenagers finding love on these mobile apps.
Caroline raised an important issue that I want to talk about and actually summarily dismiss.
Sure.
Summarily dismiss. Go on.
I'm going to be a bit cruel. Sorry, Caroline.
All right.
This is one thing I wanted to say. She mentioned the rise of sexual assault based on social media apps, right? Hmm. Now, the thing I want to ask is this. Is that a social media problem or is that a rape culture problem?
Hmm.
Is that a problem that's supposed to be solved by social media or is it supposed to be solved by us?
Yeah. So, it's okay? The shooting the messenger argument.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? The problem we're talking about here is a date rape problem, and let's be real, date rape is a problem that we're still very bad at solving.
Yeah, without the technology, right?
With or without the technology, doesn't matter. Now, I actually want to bring out one particular point of danger that neither of you have brought up.
Carry on.
Fact of the matter is, we're worried about the fact that our kids are doing the wrong things on these apps, when actually should be asking, we're letting app developers take information from us, our kids, and then how are they going to keep it safe? Because let me just remind you, we've had multiple data loss events happening with dating applications. Like, Ashley Madison was one.
Right.
Yeah.
There have been tween websites catering towards tween girls that have been hacked. These are game websites.
Mm-hmm.
As a Hong Kong app developer called Etech. It had literally 9 million data records of children who were prepubescent released online. You're telling me I want to trust? The question isn't so much whether I trust my children,
mm-hmm.
or I trust my nephews or my nieces or anybody who is teenage to be safe. The question I want to ask is, do I even trust the developers to actually keep the data safe? Because the answer to that question appears to be no.
Hmm.
That's basically it. Okay. I don't even, yeah.
Yeah, so do you expect, so keeping the information safe, get that. Do you expect the app developers to be responsible for, I suppose, the moral problems that come along with it, or the social problems that come along with it, and that's what we're talking about, right?
Well, I don't care.
Hmm.
Honestly speaking, I don't care, because the moral social problems, those are on us.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even, let's be real here. Let's be very real here. I can't even rely on application developers,
mm-hmm.
to manage basic security. And you want me to rely on, no.
Tariq, do you use or are you very careful with what, where you put your information and the apps that you use and the likes?
Mm. That's a question of the agent. To some degree I have to be. But there is this thing. There is a thing that you want to talk about as well. Consider as well. Like, if you want to actually use some social media, you actually have to expose yourself. Like, if you were just going to be a protected user within Twitter, for example. Right? If you just use your protected, like if you just basically are a protected user in Twitter, you lose out on a lot of value within Twitter itself,
right?
Because the serendipitous conversations that you have with anybody around the world, you miss that. But you also miss out on the fact that, you know what? You don't get harassed.
Hmm.
You know, you don't open yourself up to harassment by somebody from Macedonia who's bored and wants to troll you, for example, or abuse you. Do I want to not put in pictures of myself on a dating profile? But you know what? People aren't going to actually talk to you because you don't have a picture on your dating profile. do I want to actually put in location information? Okay, I don't, but then I'm, you know, then there are features that don't get come out. The thing is right now isn't so much the fact that I'm worried about whether developers are able to actually manage the social and moral implications of the application stuff. I don't even think they're competent enough with regards to making sure that basic safety counts.
Well, Derek, despite all of that incompetency, the popularity of an app like Yellow and a lot of these other apps, you know, will continue to gain a lot of traction. I mean, the fact that it doesn't have any age restrictions, are you concerned about that?
That's very stupid. It's very stupid in terms of the developers. You're going to find yourself liable.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, you're going to you do this sort of nonsense. It's going to bite you as a developer in the end. But you're going to do it by also wrecking people's lives. And I'm actually more mad with developers who insist on doing stuff like this, because it's on you to actually have that framework and you're not on it. And on the one hand, I have to actually make sure that my kids and people who are younger than me understand consent. But you know what? I'm trying my best. You're not even trying. You know, it's like... Oh.
Yeah, I mean, there's very, very little conscience, and it seems to be very much a bottom line consideration, I guess.
Tori, thank you very much, as always, for your first call of the day. We're asking you folks about how you feel when teenagers are using mobile apps to start dating. There's a new app called Yellow, which has, you know, 5 million users already. And essentially, it's similar to Tinder, except for the fact that there are no age restrictions or checks and balances to ensure that it's being adopted by age appropriate users. We want to know how you feel about it, about online dating as a whole. Have you used it? Has it been successful? Has it ended up in a lot of tears and or some sort of failure to some degree? Call us at 03-7710-9000. You can text us 016-201-9000 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to move to our next caller. Cheryl is on the line. Cheryl, hey, tell Cheryl. Us what you think.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
All right. I think we can't stop anybody from falling in love or technology. It's just the way it is.
The two things you can't stop, love and technology. That's a good quote.
It's taxes and death, actually.
Yeah, because I remember last time I was very young, we used to look into Majalah Remaja and look at the back, looking for pictures of a girl.
Right.
With address there. Do you remember?
Was it pen pals back
something
then?
Equivalent, yeah,
yeah,
the equivalent.
Oh, yeah. Something equivalent like that. It's been for ages. I even remember somebody put there, mencari jodoh.
Yeah.
That my generation had that. And we also had MRRC. I met a lot of my ex through that. And one of my friends get married knowing each other from there, from Facebook as well. So the thing is that whether I feel comfortable or not, whatever I feel doesn't matter. What matters is that how I gonna teach my two children here to be careful of themselves. That's all.
And Sharon, did you find, for example, in your own personal circumstance, using MIRC or any of the other applications that were available in the 90s or the early 2000s, did you find it an effective way to meet people or to date people, or was it not as effective as people think?
I almost get married to four women.
You almost got married to four of them?
Four women?
Fantastic. I mean, you really know how to use this.
I need some lessons, I think.
But We last time when we had that technology, we were quite naive. We don't want to eventually take advantage of others.
Right.
That's the reason why it turned out to be good for me. But the thing is that I met my current wife, from an orthodox, very, very orthodox way, through meeting in person.
Right.
But the thing is that I had a lot of friends also who get married knowing each other from this. Technology.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of old people get to marry, get to know each other from reading newspapers and read there, mencari jodoh. They start sending later.
And Sharon, so you mentioned that you've got kids. If they wanted to use this app, Yellow, that has no age restriction, how comfortable would you be about it?
Only 4 years old, I don't want to think about it.
Okay.
Yeah, give him some time.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl.
For that, Cheryl. But you know, there is a point in that. So, you know, in the days of pen pals, and we'd do that, right? I had a pen pal, yeah.
Hello, hello.
But you would write to them, and it would take ages for them to, you know, reply. Yeah. And then you'd be, so it didn't have the same sort of urgency or immediacy as social media. I mean, it's nothing like what it used to be. So that process is, you know, is that much faster than it was.
It's not only fast, it's also very vivid, right? Because you can exchange photos, you can exchange videos, you can exchange an interaction that is so different from what we've been used to in the past. Mm. We're asking you folks how you feel about teenagers using mobile apps to start dating. A couple of days ago, there was a report about an app called Yellow, which allows essentially for people to use it in the same way that you use Tinder, except for the fact that there are no age restrictions or checks and balances to ensure that it's being adopted by age-appropriate users. The number to call is 03-77-109-000. You can text us at 016-201-9000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Arif is on the line. Hi, Arif.
Hi, is it Ezra?
Yes, it is. Tell us what you think about technology and teenage dating.
I think first and foremost, it is important for us to understand that the users of these applications are generally the gulungan belia, so the youth.
Yep.
And first, I feel that we have to understand from the producer of the application, the point of view from their side. Hmm. Because I feel that generally these kind of applications are to generate wealth and here to generate income for the producers of the application.
For sure. So it's a bottom line consideration. You want to have as many adopters as possible and you're not necessarily looking out for the moral or social implications.
Yeah, the moral and social implications are not necessarily
a priority.
And when we talk about moral or social issues, it only comes from the masses, or, you know, the majority of the people using the applications. But it's important for the producers to also understand that if the consumers of this application, if they realize that it's actually bringing more negativity than positivity, it's important to come up with probably CSR or, you know, something like that.
And then do you know of, you know, either your contemporaries or younger folks who are using a lot of these mobile apps to meet other people, to start dating? Have you come across any of those encounters?
Yes, definitely. I've got a couple of female friends who have been duped into believing that the person that you meet online is that person, because basically they've been using different photographs and different names. And I think it's a common theme, you know, among users of these applications. And specifically females, I think they're more trusting of people.
And therefore, because there are a lot of opportunities of deception that are happening online as well. Arif, thank you very much for calling in and sharing your story and perspective with us. You know, it's so fascinating because we spoke earlier today about, you know, how the advent of fake news is dominating so much of what's on our timelines. But fake profiles are equally something that's more and more common nowadays.
Yeah, for sure. So that's a huge thing. Some messages I have come in. So At My Moon says, as long as he or she is ready. Ian Lee says, whenever you're mature enough emotionally. So I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? What kind of ready? Physically, mentally, emotionally. A lot of these kids, a lot of kids these days, if you think about it, they're really quite incredible in that, you know, they can climb mountains, invent technology that, you know, saves lives. I mean, dating, that's playground stuff.
That's the sound. That's the sound. Call us at 03-77-109-000. Text us at 016-201-9000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Caroline, you're going to read out some tweets and texts.
Alex saying, there's nothing wrong with teenage dating. They need to know how to grow. And in that, you know, I suppose the question is dating an important component of the growing process, right? Bingster has texted to say, dating is part of growing up. We had payphones, Aerogram, etc. The world is smaller now. You must accept social media, but date with care. Achillean has this to say. I thought it was real cute. He says, I'm sweating a lot to answer this, guys.
All right, folks, call us once again at 03-771-09000. Text us at 0162-019000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. This evening, we're talking about technology and teenage dating. Teenagers are finding love on mobile apps, so we're asking you how you feel about that and also whether you see online dating as dangerous. We spoke earlier about a lot of parents being concerned about a lot of these sexual predators who are using a lot of these fake profiles, and with a lot of these apps, there are no age restrictions or checks and balances that will essentially allow the protection for a lot of these younger kids. Once again, the number to call is 03-771-09000. This is Talk Back, and we'll be right back after the 6:30 news. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9.
Psst. You there? Open your mouth and talk. It's Talk Back time on BFM 89.9.
Well, it is Talk Back. The number to call is 03-771-09000. We're talking about technology and teenage dating. Caroline and Ezra here. We're asking you the question about how you feel about teenagers using mobile apps to start dating. A couple of days ago, there was a report about an app called Yellow, which apparently has about 5 million users already. It's similar to Tinder, except for the fact that there are no age restrictions or checks and balances to ensure that, you know, it's being adopted by age-appropriate users. We want to hear from you about whether you've used dating apps, whether you have used social media to find that special someone. The number to call is 03-771-09000.
Yeah, apparently it's really, really common. And it's really, really common with the teenagers is the thing.
Yeah, with the kids.
In with the kids. I'm so not in with the kids. You know, this is not something that, you know...
Have you not used one of these mobile dating apps before?
Not.
No, back in the day with the MIRCs or the ICQs.
I used MIRC, but I was actually talking to friends.
Yeah.
No, it's true. It's not a euphemism for anything. I'm saying I was talking to friends and it was not for dating.
There is no element of euphemism-ness here.
Yeah, that's also
I'm just
true.
Asking you some... basic
yeah.
questions.
Yeah, and I've answered them.
All right. 03-771-09000. We've got Michael on the line. Michael, thanks for calling in. Tell us what you think about, using mobile apps to start dating.
Well, personally speaking, if you give a person a car, you got to educate them, don't you? So if you're going to give a kid a smartphone, you got to educate them. That's as simple as that. I mean, you take the Scandinavian models where the children are, there are no restrictions for children and in the sense that they're more readily available. I mean, but then you take the more restrictive cultures and you find, wait, why is that a disparity with pregnancies and all that sort of things as well?
Hmm.
So it's a matter of real education and knowing what to give, when to give. I mean, right now the age of information is gone. We're now in the age of information management.
Oh.
And you can always get information anywhere. Do you really think by not giving them the smartphone, they're not going to find other ways to do the things that you don't want them to do?
Hmm.
Of course not. They're just gonna go out and do it anyway.
Hmm. And Michael, do you know of any friends or contemporaries of yours that have used mobile dating apps? Has that been successful in any way?
Oh, yeah. Tons of them, in fact. I met all my past exes through it, and I have my life partner right now that have been strong, and we've been together for quite a bit, and we're from a dating app as well.
And so principally, yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, I guess, maybe to provide some sort of security to younger users to ensure that they don't have, these attacks from sexual predators and all that.
Michael, what do you think of this? So we got a message from a Mahmoud Hisham who says all dating apps should make it compulsory for the parents to be included in the conversations and they are allowed to virtually slap naughty kids. That's the first time I've heard that. So,
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I'm sorry.
You enjoyed it. Come on.
If you can't handle your kids and you can't educate them, I mean... Geez, I don't really believe in restrictions. I actually believe that if you want a child to grow up and to be really well aware and ready for the world out there, then you got to educate them young. That's it. If you're going to put all these restrictions, then you get this, what's the coin's term? A free bird mentality. When they go off to university, whoop, everything goes crazy. I mean, that's the synonymous of things of, that have happened with my other friends. Where I mean, I left for the UK when I was going to university, and my other friends who were in very much more restrictive families, and when they went there, they bunked out because you know they've just. It was just like a bird let loose.
No, for sure. I mean, I can totally imagine what you're describing. Isn't it? It's like being released from prison after 20 years.
Exactly. So you just go. Well, I don't know if you can say it on radio, but you just go
beware
everywhere that you can do. You know.
Yeah.
And do things that you really shouldn't be doing from. God knows drugs to whatever have you.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to stop you right there.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Yeah.
All right. And we're going to move on to the texts and tweets that we've been getting, for the past 30-odd minutes or so. But the number to call is 0377-109000.
Yeah.
We're asking you about how do you feel about teenagers using mobile apps and their pursuit to start dating folks?
Yep, indeed. And, just to draw your attention back to the one that Mahmoud sent a little earlier, I thought that was
the virtual slap.
Yeah, the virtual slap. But he says that all dating apps should make it compulsory for the parents to be included in the conversations. And, you know, if you think about what's culturally appropriate, you know, just meeting with somebody there, having your chaperone around. I suppose if you think about it.
Back
saying,
in
I'm
the day
saying,
of the chaperone.
I'm not saying that everyone should be dating with their parents around. There's no...
No. But clearly the approach of having the chaperone was to ensure some element of safety.
I'm just wondering whether this is, you know, where he's coming from. Liana says, people still date nowadays. I thought they just Netflixed and chill. So I'm with you, Liana.
All right. Folks, of course, you know, in trying to find out about, you know, we mentioned earlier about a lot of parents being concerned about the safety of a lot of these kids who are using these dating apps. And as a result, we wanted to find out from Farah Ilya Fauzi from Protect and Save the Children to share her views. Farah, what do you think about a dating app for teenagers?
I think dating application can be dangerous. It's not dangerous on its own, but it can be a tool for people with the wrong intention to use to groom victims, whether they are teenagers or just normal, adults. What we're trying to avoid are those who have the intention to use this app to groom victims, which means that they will use this app to go and get to know people, most probably vulnerable teenagers or vulnerable adults, by pretending to be their friends or pretending to be someone else. Maybe they will fake a profile with a fake pictures, a fake age, fake name probably, or they can befriend the person and they might also stalk the person using other apps. So like I say, it's not dangerous on its own, but if let's say the victim allows the perpetrator or the groomer to have other detailed information about them, for example, are they, added on Facebook, and they can use Facebook as then the next tool to stalk on the victim. So in that sense, that is dangerous because we don't know their intention.
And right, Farah, are there ways to use these apps in a safe way?
If, let's say, you wanted to use these apps for fun or to make new friends, socialize, basically, we do want to be mindful on our privacy, which means if you want to be friends with that person, you want to keep it in that dating app because there are other threats. When you're sharing your phone numbers on your phone, you have the location settings. Is it on or off? Can people detect where you are, your location are? Also, can people view other information that you have on your phone? For example, maybe can people have access to your address through your phone or your other application on your phone? And so be very mindful with your privacy. You want to keep on checking your privacy. You don't want to share your location when you are at that location. You don't want to easily give someone your address. You don't want to easily give someone your email address or definitely not your account number. You don't want to share other vulnerable information, such as if you are alone at home or if you don't have any friends. You know, any information that shows you're vulnerable to be groomed, that will make more high risk of being targeted as a victim.
That was Farah Ilya Fauzi from Protect and Save the Children, sharing her opinions about, you know, teens using these mobile dating apps.
Yeah, you know, it's suddenly, I mean, it sounds like a sinister world.
It is.
So well, much protection that's required. And in some instances, it is a sinister world, right? But why is it I get the feeling that everybody's a little bit blasé about it? You know, oh, you know, kids will do what they do. Teenagers will do what you do. You can't stop. You can't shoot the messenger. Why is it there isn't that sense of urgency or concern? Or are we just not hearing from that?
Well, we have, in fact, heard from that. You know, Caroline, I actually worked with the RAGE team from... they basically worked on this project about the Predator in My Phone project, and we basically took a look at what they uncovered. And essentially, there have been many, many reports, you know, that have been made to the police about, you know, the use of certain apps and using that Find Me location. And what happens when teenagers or people are putting that app on, they get all sorts of messages from sexual predators, quite plainly, adults. They're targeting teenagers. And
They're grooming them.
And in the course of even a one-hour interview with these journalists from RAGE, they showed me the 10, 15 sort of virtual greetings from a lot of these sexual predators. It's a very, very real thing. Of course, we're trying to put a particular bill that includes sexual grooming as an offence into Parliament. To find out more about that particular campaign, you can head over to predator.my. Folks, it's Talk Back. We're asking you about how you feel about teenagers using mobile apps in a way to start dating. Technology and teenage dating is the question that we're asking of you. 03-7710-9000. Text us at 016-201-9000 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We await your calls, but in the meantime, here's Eric Clapton with Crossroads, BFM 89.9.
Get in touch right now. Call 03-7710-9000. Text 016-201-9000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. This is Talkback on BFM 89.9.
So with Caroline and Ezra, it is Talkback, and this evening we've been asking you the question about how you feel when teenagers are using mobile apps to start dating. There was a report a couple of days ago about a new app. It's called Yellow, the color of the season. It has about 5 million users already. So it's very similar to Tinder, where you know, you swipe right for the ones you like, left for the ones you don't like. I can't remember. I don't use these apps.
Sure.
But the fact is that with this new app, there are no age restrictions or checks and balances to ensure that it's being adopted by age-appropriate users.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that, you know, teenagers who are on it, they're not being pursued by pedophiles or, you know, sexual predators. You know, you want to ensure that they can use it in a safe environment.
Yeah, and I suppose the thing is, you know, I mean, let's face it, that's not the only app out there where you can allow this, or that's enabling this situation to happen. You know, I've had conversations with lots of parents who are actually dealing with this, very, very concerned about all these apps that have sprung up. There's a Bigo Live or something like that, where you can actually send videos, live chats with people, and, you know, very, very concerned that their 10-year-old, 12-year-old are actually using this. So, you know, if it's something that you've experienced, do share that with us on 03-7710-9000. Very quickly, though, I'm just going to read out a couple of messages. So Nuzzle says that he disagrees with the use of mobile dating apps. He stumbled across some stuff from the very scary part of the internet. And he says, you don't want to. It normalizes the sexual stuff. And giving them access to the internet unsupervised is trouble. Another one saying dating apps should have an ID verification mechanism to prevent misuse of the apps by those who use it to prey on others. And that's the thing, isn't it? So there aren't specifically those sorts of rules that are in place. And that's why, you know, an app like Yellow, the one we've been talking about, can flourish, you know, 5 million users in the database, and it's steadily growing.
Yeah, folks, we're talking about how you feel about teenagers using mobile apps to start dating. And of course, the number to call is 03-7710-9000. Rex is on the line right now. Hi, Rex.
Hi, hello. Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Yep. Yeah, for me, I disagree. For teenagers, especially those who are underage using these apps.
Right.
Because actually, there's no check and balances, as you mentioned just now, for this kind of app.
Mm.
And I think we need additional technology intervention on this. Yeah.
Right. And then what's your primary concern? Is it because that people are actually dating, or is it because it's not at the right age? What do you think?
For me, one thing is actually it's not at the right age because they are still underage and there's a vulnerability over there. Because 2 days ago, after I've been listening to the conversation that you had, I think like on Tuesday? About the app Yellow, and also after that, I tried to install Tinder, mm-hmm. and I tried to swipe, yeah. And what I can see, there are a lot of these people, obviously they are teenagers, around 17 years old, and maybe they're not even 18, like some of them actually fake the profile.
Right.
And then in some of the people profiles, right, it contains a very matured language, coarse language over there. So for me, what can be done in here is actually we need more check and balances. I think the developers should cooperate with telcos because we know that every time we subscribe to a mobile line, we need to register, right, with our ID, and we know that actually the age of the subscriber. I think they can cooperate with the telcos in order to know that whether the person is already already reaching 18 or not. Mm. Yeah. So I think that need to be done because rather than just introducing the new apps, then after that they only know how to monetize the apps, but they didn't really know to employ the check imbalance over there. I think more precautions need to be done rather than be sorry when something bad is already happening. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, Rex. Rex is talking about providing more steps and precautions to ensure that those who are using these respective apps, that the profile and the information provided is something that can be verified. Mm. But more often than not, you know, when apps become popular, it's primarily because, you know, you just want to have two clicks of login with Facebook.
It's account. A low barrier entry.
It's a very, very low barrier entry. So you could create all sorts of different types of accounts that, give a different impression of who you actually are.
Yeah, I'm just taking a look at the poll that we put out a little while ago asking, you know, what's an appropriate age to start dating? So you could choose. 16% have said between 15 and 17. 31% saying 18 and 20. 32% 21 and above. 21% saying never.
Yeah.
And this is funny. So Diamond from Maria tweeted in saying, I bet fathers with daughters never voted.
That's right. And so here's the thing. I mentioned earlier about this issue of how apps like this could be abused by sexual predators. And, you know, the national attention towards child sexual predator Richard Huckle, that was in the news very much, in the past 12 months or so. And so the Stars Youth Arm Rage, they've been quite active in maintaining, you know, a certain awareness about this particular issue through their Predator in My Phone campaign. They're upping it a notch by launching a social media campaign for Malaysians to urge their respective MPs to discuss the issue of better laws for child sexual abuse and in particular sexual grooming. Here's a clip of Elroy Yee. He's a senior producer of this particular campaign talking about the current laws on child sexual abuse.
At the moment, our laws are inadequate to tackle this issue because you can say basically whatever you want to a child. As long as you don't send pornographic material, the police will find it hard to arrest you. You know, you can get arrested on charges of distributing pornography or sexual harassment. But if you are persuading a girl to share naked photos with you or to engage in sexual acts with you, and at no point did you send any pornographic material, you are actually not doing anything wrong. That's the law as it stands today. In other countries, there are laws against sexual grooming means that if they can prove that you are engaging in this conversation, in this dialogue with the child, with the intention of sexually exploiting the child, then it's illegal. It's called sexual grooming. And you can be charged in Australia up to 15 years.
That was Elroy Yee, senior producer of the Predator in My Phone campaign, essentially articulating how that we don't have these sexual grooming laws, right?
Yep.
So because, you know, you can send material that is, pornographic in nature. And, you know, of course, if that particular app allows you to delete that particular act of you sending it, you can immediately, plead innocence to this entire thing.
Yeah, I don't know whether we're making it more complicated than it actually is in that, you know, the same rules apply, isn't it? If you don't want it to go around the internet, don't put it out there. to begin with. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the basic rule.
Right, of course. But these sexual predators are actually actively looking grooming. Out
All
for
right,
these teenagers.
Very quickly, just reading out a couple of messages before we head in for the news. This one from Vijaya says, parents have to monitor their children's activities and, of course, educate them. You can't stop the growth of technology. And I like this one from Alex. Going to end on this note saying, there should be an app where parents filter their kids' choices. You can call it Hinder.
Very nice. Our newsreader Keith Kam certainly enjoyed that one as well. Now, of course, we've been talking about technology and teenage dating. We've got the 7 o'clock news coming up with Keith Kam right after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.